When you think of the United States, what do you think of? Red, white, and blue? Freedom? Hollywood? Country music? Apple pie? These are all things that are commonly associated with the United States of America. What I really want to know is, when do we become famous for things that are here today and gone tomorrow? I love America. I'm a patriotic Christian Republican 16-year-old. I'm the stereotype of the normal American teenager. So please, don't think I am complaining about our incredible country. I simply have some concerns. When the United States was founded, where did our forefathers imagine that we would be in the next 250 years? Did they think to themselves, I really hope that in the future of the United States, the country so many of us gave our lives for, will be known for country music? No, of course not, because that isn't what makes America great. While yes, all these things are extremely important to making us who we are, these things are not what define us. What makes us into the incredible nation that we are? So, if your question is, what makes America great? I have an answer for you. It's us. It's the people. The people are the heart of America. Not the money, not the politics, not the geographic location, not even our freedom. America is a part of all of us, and I hope that will never change. As for things that are often associated with America, red, white, and blue, country music, Hollywood, etc. Yes, these are a few of the things that help make up our American culture. What would we do without apple pie and a good Hallmark movie every once in a while? But when all of that, when the holidays, politics, and culture is cleared away, what is left of America? Is that a version of America that you would be proud to be a part of? If you are any American who has ever had a history class in your life, you will have heard all about Martin Luther King Jr., George Washington, Susan B. Anthony, and the list goes on. All these people did incredible things, and I'm in no way trying to take away from their amazing achievements. However, I do think that it is too easy to focus on these famous, inspiring historical figures and forget all about the heroes that we have right here in our everyday communities. Officer Maria Smith, Wellis Crowler, Mary Sherlock. Why is it that if I were to say these names in front of a group of a million people, I would probably get blank stares? Michael Jordan, Kim Kardashian, Michael Jackson. How come if I were to say these names in front of a crowded room, it would spark a million different conversations? When do we get to a point to where we pay more attention to the entertainment industry than the actual heroes of our nation? Officer Maura Smith, worker for the NYPD, on September 11, 2001. She was the mother of a two-year-old. She was the first officer to report the terrorist attacks on 9/11. After calling in this national emergency, she successfully evacuated hundreds of civilians out of the first of the Twin Towers. She saved the lives of hundreds of people that day, losing her own life in the process. She was the only female NYPD officer to die on 9/11. Mary Sherlock was the 56-year-old psychologist at Sandy Hook Elementary School. Sherlock's first instinct upon finding out about the active shooter in the building was to run towards the danger rather than from it, like so many of us would have done. Sherlock confronted the shooter, attempting to divert the attention of the gunman unto herself, rather than the children dying in the process. She was a hero. Wellis Crowther, 24 years old. Crowther was a successful investment banker in the South Tower on 9/11. After calling his mom, letting her know that he was okay, he calmly went about evacuating his co-workers, at one point carrying a woman down 17 flights of stairs, only to run back up and continue helping. Crowther lost his life that day as he was running back into the tower with a tool to help any remaining victims and the tower collapsed. This is what we should be known for, not country music and Hollywood. We should be known for the thousands of average Joe heroes that we have in our communities today. We should be known for the astounding faith and courage of those that came before us. So what makes America so great? What makes us one of the best countries on the entire planet? It isn't our culture. It's not our military. It isn't our economy or even our government and politics that makes us so special. It is the willingness of our people to die for one another. A favorite scripture of mine, John 15:13, in the King James Version says this, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Let us remember this for generations to come."